It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Whoa.
What happened?
Before you start. Coming up right after Tabloid Trash.
Yeah.
More BJ and Jamie tote bag blowout. Two more bags. Give it away right after Tabloid Trash. There you go.
You know how you said it? It's like, oh my gosh, it's so hard to give these away. They're exhausting.
I feel
the same way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Giveaway. Well, you're not doing the giveaway. I am.
I know. It's exhausting.
Yeah. Can I make a comment on your photo that you showed me a few minutes ago? The video you showed me. Where were you at again?
I was at that family. It's like
family sports.
Family sports that we were hitting range balls. It stays open until 9 o'clock at night. And did you know it's also heated? So it's open in the winter. And the beautiful sunset and private jets coming in. Oh, it's amazing.
Cool.
We had a
great
time.
Look, when you go to the range, you don't dress like you're going to go play golf. You just dress casual. You don't put on the full uniform.
I wasn't wearing a collar.
But you have on the skirt, the blouse. You have on the uniform.
Okay, hold on.
You're not supposed to wear the uniform to just go hit balls. That's more of a casual setting. You look full-blown, ready to hit the LPGA Tour out there.
I'm not wearing a collar. It's a T-shirt, and it's a Lulu skirt.
Yeah, Lulu.
I don't even think that skirt
is... I bet you were the only Lulu there.
I bet you that skirt is too short to wear at a country club.
Well, I don't know about that.
I told you what happened to me.
But I'm just saying.
I'm so paranoid about country clubs because they're like, Dr. Smith, can you come to the pro shop place? And so he comes. I was like, I wonder what happened. Did you forget your wallet or something? He comes out and he goes, you have to go in the pro shop and buy longer pants. He said my shorts are too short at the country club. Who does that?
Y'all busted.
Humiliates a girl like that.
You got called to the principal's office at the golf club.
I had to go buy a $180 pair of pants. God. Anyway, I'm not. It's totally. I'm casual.
You're overdressed. You're not underdressed. You're overdressed for a driving range.
I would never wear that to a country club. Ever. First of all, it doesn't even have a collar. You. Who are you?
It looks very golf course.
Hey, pleasant hat wearer.
What? I know fashion.
Yeah. Like, who are you now?
Look at me. I know fashion.
I bought BJ a hat from Centennial Gun Club, and he goes, this is a very pleasant hat.
It is pleasant.
What does that even mean?
Very comfy. Comfy and pleasant. It is.
Oh, my God.
All right, never mind. I'm sorry. I apologize. Bags are coming up, man. Tote bags. Next.
Did you know, hold on. Did you know it's Disability Pride Month?
Say what?
It's Disability Pride Month.
What does that mean?
It means
that if you're disabled...
It says, with joy and appreciation, we honor the contributions and diverse experiences of individuals with disabilities, their family, and friends.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
So my friend only has one arm, and he's like, look, they're honoring me at Starbucks.
No kidding.
I was like, okay.
And we're just finding out. There's only two more days left of the pride.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Of all this.
I know. I feel bad. I didn't celebrate him. I should have been celebrating him this whole time. Dagnabbit.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. All right. Anyway. TikTok. I'm so happy about this. If you ever watch the TikTok Netflix show about the minister, the preacher that is basically ruining all those dancers' lives. I forgot what the name of it was.
Dancing cult.
The dancing cult. It's these TikTok stars and they're amazing dancers. And they went to this church and this guy basically brainwashed them and they became a cult. And then he would require them to give them all their money.
Dancing for the devil.
Yeah. Dancing for the devil on Netflix. Real good. Anyway. And so, I'm so happy that the FBI raided him, the preacher, like a couple of days ago for sex trafficking, money laundering, and fraud, some kind of fraud. And it's great because like a lot of those kids have cut all contact with their parents because the preacher said, if you want to go to heaven, you can't talk to your family.
So if you ran into your friend at Starbucks with one arm and he's got a cup of coffee in his hand, you wouldn't wave at him, would you?
No, but he actually kept his arm. It doesn't work. He was in a horrible accident. But anyway, but he can do this really funny thing. So he has it. It's in a sling, but he can't use it. It's just...
Yeah, I was just thinking he probably couldn't wave back.
But what he does is he takes his middle finger with his other hand and he puts it out and he flips you off like that.
That's a great joke.
I love that.
I like when people use humor like that.
Yeah, right? I know. And I love it that he sent me that we're supposed to be celebrating him right now.
Yeah.
It'd be bad, though, if he never put it back. It's just the middle finger the entire time.
Well, he has to physically use his other hand to turn it back in. Yeah. That's a
nice prop.
I love him. All right, anyway. So the TikTok guy, that sex trafficking, money laundering, fraud, all that. So I hope to God they get him because they said before all the parents were trying to get this guy in the documentary. They're like, please help us to the police. And they're like, they're all over 18. There's nothing we can do. They have decided to be in this cult. We literally can't take them out of the cult.
They're basically on their own.
On their own. Yeah. It's their own choice. And nobody could do anything about it. And these poor families, like, I was crying when I was watching the documentary because that one girl.
The sister lost her sister, her best friend.
Her best friend.
And they did everything together. Like, they were inseparable. And then she went to this cult. And it just.
And she didn't even invite her to the wedding. And, oh, my God. And then they did get 5 minutes of, like, they saw her for 5 minutes. And she was such a bitch to them. And just hated, like, everything about it. Because they were filming this show and everything. Oh, my God. Anyway.
Sounds like a great show. So far. That's very uplifting. Yeah.
It's a crime show. Think of it like
the
that.
Inseparable sister got separated.
She did. It's
That's
so
what I'm saying.
You'll cry.
It is a crazy
story. I'm not going to cry.
You will cry if you watch this. Dancing with the Devil. Dun, dun, dun. Don't you have a bag to give away or something?
I can't wait. Big old tote bag blowout. Man, when you see these bags, BJ and Jamie on one side. Well, but nevertheless, I mean, these things are really, really eye catchers. I got a feeling people will stop you in the grocery store. Where the heck did you get that?
People might get mugged.
I'm telling you, dangerous.
We know for a fact that Coochie Tran, whatever, is in an official relationship with Deion Sanders.
She is?
Yep. They have been going out to lunch, holding hands. It stirred some speculation because they saw him out and about holding hands. But now we know that she was by his bedside when he got his bladder taken out.
Yeah.
And she has it framed in her house.
Right, right. And she was spotted at the store buying the pens.
You can have those delivered. I saw a commercial for
it. Oh, you can?
Yeah. It's really, somebody's so smart. Yeah. I know, but you know how like pet stuff is delivered now? Mm-hmm. I thought that was brilliant. But when the lady's like, I have to take care of my mom and I find it embarrassing to buy all this stuff. Well, they have like some like oldpeople.com crap.
That's cool.
And it mails it discreetly.
Yeah.
Those like
unmarked box.
Those things that go, catheters.
In the mail.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
All right, there you go, tabloid trash. I did one story.
Oh, wait a minute. What do you got to do?
What's going on? Oh, okay. All right, stretch it. All right, let me see. What else is there? Madonna is doing a documentary.
All right, that's good enough. That's good enough. I got it from here.
EJ and Jamie's Tote Bag Blowout!
Here we go. Caller number nine. Got two of those tote bags up for grabs right now. Man, these things are the talk of the town. And you've got your chance to win yours right now. 303-22-ALICE. Call caller nine. You're going to brag about this. I'm telling you, your life is about to change.
I feel like we're getting to the point where we're making people hate the tote bag.
No. You got a bad attitude. This thing
No, remember
is
yesterday
cute.
I had a stick up my butt.
You did. Well, the stick's back. Stick is back. But so is the winning.
So is the tote bag blowout right now.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie's Tote Bag Blowout.
Blowout, Spadell, put them on hold so we can enjoy the excitement together. Okay? All right, there you go. Hey, put them on hold. My number four, good morning, Tracy.
Good morning.
This is your lucky day, girl.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. Two tote bags right there in your lap as we speak.
I can't wait.
Yeah. You've been trying for these for the last 2 days, haven't you?
I have. I sure have.
Yeah. Yep. You now brag to your friends.
Do you have any hobbies?
Jamie, will you take that stick out, please? She's got a bad attitude toward the tote bags all of a sudden. We're only 2 days
in. I'm carrying your guys' tote bag everywhere.
Yes. Oh, well, that's nice.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. And don't forget, because BJ said, because Slacker's name is on the other side, to always have that name.
Flip it around. Yep. Yeah.
Flip it around.
I sure will. Yeah.
Make sure you flip the bag around. Yeah. Yeah.
I will. Okay. I definitely will.
I don't think this is what our boss intended with this.
No, but you know what? It's fair for Slacker to promote it the other way.
Okay,
he can flip us around. Right. But no. With us, it's flipping around. You do not show their logo. You show ours.
I want it on the BJ and Jamie show, so I'll show you guys.
Okay. You're a good girl.
I feel like we're... Ew, that was creepy. Yeah.
You're a good girl, Tracy. You're a terrific Tracy. That's you. All right, well, enjoy your bags.
Will.
Brag about it and all that. And thanks for listening.
All right, thank you.
Well, yeah, what's the area you live in, just in case they want to spot you in a grocery store somewhere?
What are you going to stop?
What part of town?
Yeah, what's your address?
What are you wearing?
Southlands. I live out by Southlands.
Southlands. Okay.
Oh,
all right.
That's a lucky neighborhood. All right, girl. You take care of yourself now.
Okay,
we'll see you.
You too.
You take care.
Bye.
Bye. Man, look at the joy.
You notice that? That was some joy.
You notice, Tracy? Did you hear how happy she
put smiles on people's faces?
I have to admit, I keep being like shown that I'm wrong. I have to admit
people are excited.
Yeah,
they're
like
jacked.
You guys, every time the phones keep ringing for 30 minutes after we give these neat bags, these pleasant bags away.
Listen, I knew that if I just went gung-ho, you'd come along at some point. I had to force the issue,
God.
But then I knew that you'd jump on the old bandwagon, Jamie. It's okay. It's okay if you're late to the party.
Okay.
BJ and Jamie.
I think it's the Incredibles. Don't they have the crane legs?
Oh, hang on a second. You're body shaming me.
Hang on a second.
You're making me feel insecure. You're making me feel bad about myself.
Man, that song takes forever to end. Oh, okay. So listen.
This is body shaming.
I am not body shaming you, Jamie.
What do you call it?
Well, I'm just calling it like I see it. You pointed it out first, okay? I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just comparing you.
You gave it a name. I just said this. I go, man, I never realized how scrawny is the word. I'm sad to say. I never realized how scrawny my legs were until I just looked at this golf picture of me. And then I showed BJ, and he starts like laughing like a hyena. And he's like, you look like a freaking crane, like the bird.
Spadell, have you seen this picture?
No, I haven't.
Come in here a minute.
Okay.
Oh,
Jamie's going to show you the video.
Oh,
I want to show you
God.
Something.
Oh, my God. You're so
Jamie's going to show you the video, all right? And you tell me if you passed by, let's say you're driving a car, would you not look over to your right and see somebody out there hitting balls and think, man, That's a crane playing golf. Right? Yeah. You would say that's a crane playing golf.
Yeah, crane or like a flamingo or something.
Or
yeah.
A pelican. Yeah. Yeah. A pelican.
Pelican's got the big mouth.
Yeah. Oh, pelican's not one of Take away the pelican.
Yeah, pelican. I don't know my birds that well. But I do a crane has skinny legs.
Yeah, they got
legs.
Those real long
yeah,
legs.
Pelican yeah, pelican didn't work
that's
here.
That's what your video looks yeah. like there. You're like a guy that goes to the gym and never has leg day.
No leg day. Yeah.
Just a classic gym bro.
All upper body.
I am shocked that these little legs hold up these gigantic boobs.
Yeah. Yeah, it does look top heavy.
I almost said a different word. I almost said a different word, and I was like, I'll go with boobs. Yep.
Very noticeable yeah. in that
Man,
picture.
Those look horrible, don't yeah. they?
Mm. The legs?
Yes.
Or the boobs?
Hey!
The legs? Well, you said they look horrible.
No,
I didn't know which one you're talking about.
Look great. I'm talking about my scrawny ass legs.
Well, no, they don't look horrible. They just look malnutrition.
Oh, my God.
I mean, almost, I would call it Ozempic legs.
Well, no, there's not skin hanging from them. They're still taunt.
No, Ozempic legs means that they're just really skinny.
I will say that my friend Michelle has the best calves on the planet.
No kidding.
Yeah. You guys into calves on girls?
I like bigger legs, yeah. Just like all the way down. Yeah.
You'd pay $75 for it?
For a picture? For calves? Oh, you'd pay more than that.
Would you pay that for her calves?
So maybe.
You're
yeah.
a calf man, are you?
A little bit of a leg man, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. I like the whole shape.
Are you going to tell this story? Because I feel like it goes.
Yeah, you know, I
what?
I kind of want to, but yeah. I kind of don't want to. It's almost to a point of like it's a little embarrassing.
Yeah,
in a way.
Yeah.
Okay. But,
yeah.
But he had no problem telling us. So.
Yeah.
Do you want this to be told?
I wouldn't have told you guys otherwise if you would.
So you're fine.
Like, I literally was like, you can talk about this on the air if you want. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Shpadel was under the impression on OnlyFans. OnlyFans. He's on there. He was under the impression he was going to meet up with a girl. Okay. It only cost him $75 because she had a lock on there and the information where she lived, phone number, all that.
It was a little more than that, like in the end.
Well, I'm just saying. Yeah. I know what you're saying. I mean, we get it. You know, Netflix and chill.
Yeah.
All right. So you're on OnlyFans and I don't know anything about locks.
$75
okay,
on the lock.
So there's a lock that you pay for and then it unleashes all her
and
stuff.
I'm surprised. I'm assuming she sets the price.
Yes,
of
she
the
does.
Lock.
Okay. Yeah.
So you get to unlock this information.
Wait, for
$75 price.
Bucks, you get her personal information. She must look like a sea hag.
I bet she's got legs like a crane.
Hey! Don't add me to the slam I just made on him.
But big boobs.
Yeah. Well, right. I was talking to this girl. So after I broke up with Sally, right, I got back on OnlyFans. And then I came across this posting on Reddit that was an OnlyFans girl who lives here in Denver.
Okay.
So I just started following her. And then we were talking a bunch. She sent me some videos. I paid for those.
Of what? What was she doing? Tennis?
Yeah.
Pickleball?
Yeah.
Pickleball.
But then I had been talking to her for about a month and a half, and then she sent me this really short message. It was a text message, and it said, unlock for $75, and it looked like it was about the length of a phone number. So I was like, okay, cool, this girl's sending me her phone number. And then I paid her $75, and it just has her real name, which is Amanda, and then her like actual size measurements, like her
like
hip 36, size.
Like 36, 36, 36.
Exactly, yeah.
You paid $75
to get her measurements?
Yeah.
And you
well, she tricked
really
me
know.
Is what I feel like.
You don't even really know if you got her real name.
No, I don't.
All right, come on.
Yeah.
There's no way.
God.
Yeah, so
he
I just
paid
feel
75
really
bucks. He thought for sure this was a match made in heaven.
And he told us that, and of course, I'm not very nice. I go, well, no wonder you're poor.
Well, that's fair.
And single.
Yeah.
I didn't add that part.
Yeah. I did. That's about the time he flipped me
off
as
decision.
He left the room.
Yeah. I was very embarrassed by the whole thing.
First of all, if a girl's into you, she won't charge you for her phone number.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're probably right. I took it as like she was.
Probably,
no,
right?
Yeah. Because she wants you just as bad as you want
yeah,
her.
Exactly.
Well, I took it as she was having me like prove that I can like pay for dinners and stuff. I don't know.
Oh, she was vetting you.
Yeah, that's a good
Get
word.
Get out of here,
dude. Yeah, vetting. Yeah.
Got it. Okay, it makes sense now.
Yeah.
She was was betting him to see if he can pay for dinner.
Yeah.
You know what you are? He's like a sucker.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah. You could take care of any man in that kind of state of mind where they're just bored and, you know, like that.
I
yeah.
mean, oh my
desperate.
God.
Yeah,
desperate. Oh, well, we didn't
not bored, no, desperate. Desperate's the word.
No, no.
Yes, I agree. It fits agree. Here. Desperate
no.
fits
it smells,
here.
Smells, reeks of desperation.
He knows it. It does.
Yeah.
It's not desperate. It's just bored.
It's desperate.
You're bored.
Dude. Desperate was probably a
don't
thing that I was feeling.
No, they convinced you of that word.
Crane legs, back it down a notch. Okay? Crane legs.
Great.
Why don't you back it down? He knows he's desperate.
No, my God.
I was in that moment for sure. Yeah.
No, you weren't. You were bored. Don't let them convince you. Now I'm convinced I'm a crane. You're desperate. We're all screwed. Hate this show.
Oh, man.
BJ. Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
And Jamie.
Tomorrow night at Brothers, Fitz and the Tantrums will be there live. It's Alive at 5 with the Slacker Show tomorrow. Over here at Quebec and C470, I think it is, right?
I feel like everybody knows where it is. It's right over there.
Yeah. Oh, Brothers. Yep. Brothers. Fitz and the Tantrums will be there. That's going to be a party tomorrow night.
It is.
Wednesday night. Hump night. Get out and have a good time. It is hump night, right?
I've never heard it called. I like that. Hump night.
Hump night.
It is hump night.
Over at Brothers.
Oh, we should do those. Hump nights with Slacker.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Come hump them. Or hump something. Whatever you want to hump.
Just leave it alone.
All right, there you go. Live at 5 tomorrow night. Me at Brothers. I think it starts at 5. Right?
God, yes.
Yeah, it says Live at 5. Yeah. I figure 5. All
right. I think, right? It's, I mean, right.
Well, it's called Live at 5.
Yeah, I know.
I'm assuming 5.
I know, but maybe the doors open at 4. I don't know.
Spadil, will you look real quick? Let's just be on point here, okay? Let's make sure that we
on
got
fleek.
This right.
We're on fleek.
Fleek?
I don't know.
Not this show. All right. Hey, oh, wait a minute, Spadil.
Okay. Yeah, it starts at 5.
Whoa, what a concept.
5 to 7.
I don't get it. I just don't understand how this company allows us to do this on a daily basis.
That is a fair statement.
I don't understand who allows us to be on this radio
that
station.
Is very fair.
It's crazy.
It is dumb.
All right, well, go see him tomorrow. Hump all you want. All right. We got to go. We got to go.
Let's
tomorrow. All right. Let me pre-promote this real quick okay?
Sure, yep.
By the way, if you miss anything on the show today, go to the Odyssey app and listen to the podcast there. Tomorrow on the program, 3, 7 a.m., 8 a.m., 9 a.m. Three chances to win those beautiful collector's limited edition tote bags.
Made in China.
BJ. Well, that means we paid that extra. We paid the tariff on these things.
Right. They're even more
that's
valuable.
That's important. Yeah. We'll give them away tomorrow again, 3 different times. Samir for that. We got to go. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy your Tuesday. See you tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.